been given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Oh, good morning, good day. Hello, everyone, and Noemi. And gosh, I feel like our intro is healing in just listening to it.
I love that music. And your voice is so soothing, Lisa, to listen to. It really is.
Aww, so, when I pace myself. Yes.
When you pace yourself.
Yes. You know, today, I'm so glad everybody is here with us today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And it is how to collaborate with your shadow. And Noemi, I thought it would be fabulous and helpful, actually, if we begin by me asking you a question, is to help define what is shadow. What is a shadow?
Oh, yes. So that's a great question. And actually, the way I understand shadow, which may be different than the way someone else does, is that our shadow parts, the parts that we, of us that are in shadow, are those parts that we disown. So a lot of times, the parts that we won't embrace, the parts that we can't accept, the parts that we try to push down, avoid, ignore, it's not always bad stuff, right? So you have the traumas, of course, a lot of, you know, we kind of want to shove those down somehow and push them out of our awareness. But then there's also the amazing, if someone tells you, oh, you're so gifted at whatever, and that's not something you want to hear, you can put that in the shadow. Put it away. Don't bring light to that. Keep it from shining the light. So sometimes we don't want to shine the light on our own, brilliance.
I have been working with this word since we were talking about it, and I thought, because we were chatting away and you know, we said, well, let's use a real example, and then I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know if I know what a shadow is enough to define one for myself, to find it. So having awareness of our own shadows, like to see them without hating them, disliking, disowning, and not able to, I love that you said not able to embrace. That's a little softer. That has more almost love to it. You
know? Yeah. Well, I mean, what we can't own about ourselves or our life experience, we put in the shadow. So it's kind of like you put it in the corner, put it in some place in the basement with no light on it, or up in the attic, you know, so we don't see it. We take it out of our awareness. And I'm glad you asked that question, because I think it's important to recognize that it's not only, we think of the shadow as something dark, but we put it in the dark. It's not that the thing itself is dark. So if someone says you're an amazing speaker or something like that, and you're like, right, I said to you, your voice is so soothing. And if you had an issue with your voice, and if that was in the shadow, you would be like, oh, yeah, it was just, I got lucky that day, or I had to try it 10 times before it came out well, or whatever. And so it's kind of interesting that we're talking about voice, because I have put my voice in the shadow before. I have not loved my voice. And so, but I can sing okay as an alto, but it's just the normally, sometimes my voice is, when I hear it recorded, it sounds much deeper than it sounds to me in my head. And I'm like, oh, I want it not to be so deep. So, you know, but it's my voice. It is who I am. It's part of me. And so for whatever reason, that's, you know, maybe I do more singing as the alto and appreciate the strength of my voice. But it's so easy to put something in the shadow that isn't even always bad, but a lot of the painful experiences are in the shadow, and that's, I think, what we associate a lot of times, and my sense is that that's where the divine is going to lead us today, is into that those painful parts of the shadow, and how to free ourselves and free those parts as well.
Yes, that's, yeah, the painful parts of the shadow, and because this is titled "How to Collaborate with Your Shadow," so at first we're thinking, "Oh, great! What we're yanking that out of the basement? I don't want to do anything with that." You know, and so it is. It's collaborating, and I love the word collaborating because this isn't just using. It's not just it's not separate. You are collaborating. You are integrating. You are using this as a tool, as a helpful, beautiful, higher, like uplifting. Like we're collaborating in a way that makes your life more loving, more self-love. And now I'm almost like, geez, I'm wondering if we should hear your personal story first of where this kind of came from or the channeled message. What do you think?
Just I wanted to comment first on that collaborating. And so, you know, collaborating is like what we're doing here. Two people of mutually importance. You know, there's mutuality in the collaboration. There isn't, I dictate to you, you dictate to me. It's not like we tell the shadow X, but we appreciate the gifts of the shadow. We appreciate the healing that's available when we're seeing the shadow. And so just really quickly about that, and then maybe we can get into the channel message, the experience, how this awareness of collaborating the shadow occurred was I was on a morning walk and a couple months ago, and there was still some snow on the ground, and I was walking and I saw the reflection of the shadow in the snow, and I looked at that and I said, I spoke to the shadow because I saw the reflection, and I hadn't been out walking over the winter and stuff, and this was March, and I saw the shadow there, and I thought, wow, I'm really walking slow. As my first judgment was like, So I said to the shadow, I thought we were walking faster. Can we pick up the pace? And I felt like there was a yes. So I kept walking. I started to pick up the pace, and I was looking for the shadow for confirmation that I was indeed moving at a faster pace. And so it was that. And then all of a sudden, and I said, we're doing a great job. I talked to the shadow. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm collaborating with my shadow. What happens if I do this in real life? And of course, once I had that awareness, a real life experience happened within 2 days where I was caught up in this guilt about how I should have done something 10 years ago how we get into those places. And I should have said something to someone that it might have helped them, and they might have been in a different place right now, and this and that. And I was really going with it. And then I thought, oh, guilt. Oh, shadow. I can collaborate with this. So I started to talk to the guilt and say, why are you here? And not in a judging way, like, why are you here? But it was just like, why are you here? What are you trying to tell me? And I was listening, and I realized that the guilt was there because I love this person so much. And I felt like in retrospect that maybe I could have offered them a gift that I didn't. And because I want them to be happy. And it was this aha of like, there's nothing wrong here. The guilt is here, but there's nothing wrong. And so I thanked the guilt, and I moved on, and I stepped out of guilt and stepped out of that story of like, oh, I should have said something to this person 10 years ago. And all of a sudden I realized I'm collaborating with my shadow, and it was really cool. It was such a liberating experience. And so since then I've been more aware of my shadow, and the message actually also talks about that. I pre-channeled, as Lisa calls it, about how we can notice not only our own shadow and work with not only our own shadow, but our loved ones or other people when they show up and their shadow shows up. Generally, that's an opportunity for us to get into our shadow, or, you know, and start to pull something out of our shadow that, you know, like anger or frustration. And instead, to really recognize, oh, what is their shadow trying to really say? What does their shadow need? And when we understand what our shadows need, then all of a sudden we invite, it's like inviting the shadow into a warm embrace. And
Oh, that was so pretty. I like that one. Okay. Oh, yeah. And you know, it was funny. I was going to use one of the icons, little emoji thingies. It was a shadow hugging, and I was like, oh, I should have done that. But I love that whole story, the way you really maximize the benefits. First of all, good for you for walking a little faster. I am cardiovascular system support here. And we aren't alone with those shadows, and I just find it so absolutely helpful when we're going to explore a little bit of how to work with our loved ones' shadows, because boy oh boy, we have enough of our own, right? And then you start doing a whole bunch of like combos here. You've got one of your shadows showing up with the other person's shadow, and then you know, soon we've got combinations of shadows from each people, and we all have them. And so it's understanding them first and being able to see them with love first.
Yes, and listen to them. And to recognize what is it that they need. And so perhaps I seem to be doing all the talking today, but perhaps...
That's okay. You were all set with that surprise.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that was funny. Yes, when I got on the air, when I tuned in, before we were on air, and I was told there was a surprise, and I my first thought is, Lisa's not here. I have to do it all by myself. Some shadow stuff came up there for sure. I was like, oh, no, can I do
that's right.
But not good enough, you know, all of that showed up. Like,
yes, not prepared. Yeah, that's perfect. See how we can find these shadows everywhere. But we do have enough time before commercial for the beautiful pre-channel message if you'd like to. Yeah?
So why don't I just read that? Okay. It's called Dancing with the Shadows. So, I love that image. Shadows do not exist without the light, yet you deem those parts that you see as shadowy as inferior to those parts which shine brightly. Yet the shadowiness of those aspects of you is present to catch your attention. But you prefer to ignore those parts because you don't understand them, and you fear or judge them. Yet you are incomplete without them, just as day is incomplete without night. Those parts of you that you do not welcome are longing for love and understanding, and once you understand them, it is easier to love them. But can you extend love to them without understanding them? Can you see guilt, shame, fear, blame, resentment, judgment, unkindness, anger, and so on with eyes of love? Do you dare to be present without judgment when these experiences show up? Would you be willing to see them as bearers of gifts? Would you receive and embrace the gifts and opportunities for healing that they bring? Or would you hold them at arm's length and refuse to engage with them? The shadows, whether they are yours or someone else's, offer you the opportunity to heal and to bring those aspects of you and those life experiences into the light of your true, unique, loving essence, which is shining brightly in the depths of your being. Can you recognize the shadowy parts and experiences and welcome them into your light? When you do, you will see them transform from shadowy and maybe scary, from ordinary to brilliant, from broken to self-healing, as you bring them from darkness to light. Are you willing to listen to what the shadow has to say? All shadows have a message for you, a message to help you heal and grow. Shadows are protective. Recognize that they want to protect you and them in some way. Even the most painful experiences of the shadow, like shame, are trying to protect you from more shame. Recognize their purpose is to protect both them and you from further pain and wounding. Listen to the shadow and soothe it. Bring light to its greatest fears and hold it in love. The shadow is afraid of the future because of the pain you suffered in the past. Work with the shadow, invite it in and listen to it. Understand its greatest fears and then shine the light of your love on them. Tell the shadow how you will respect its fear but also embrace the fearlessness of unconditional love. Tell it this even if you don't know how to be fearless in this way. And in doing so, you bring love to the fear and transmute it into something precious. Do not ignore the shadows, yours or others. And do not go into battle with them either. That only casts more darkness on you. Shine the light of love, the light of your uniquely beautiful essence of love on the shadows. Recognize your own shadow when it shows up. When you are willing to listen to it, soothe it, and work with its concerns, you free yourself from the fear, and you free it to join the rest of you. Recognize other shadows too. Can you dance with them and hold them in a loving embrace? Learn what this other person's shadow needs. Recognize it is trying to protect them from suffering. Can you address the needs of their shadow too? Can you listen to their shadow without reacting from your own shadow? And can you stay in the light and respond compassionately? Listen to their shadow as you would to your own, and then respond from love and compassion. This is a dance well worth learning. At first, you may step on the feet of your shadowy dance partner, but as you practice, you will disarm the fear in you and others and enable you to join forces in your wholeness. When you resist the shadow, you live as only a part of you. Embracing the shadow, receiving it, and listening to it allows you to move into greater wholeness and to respond in ways that honor all of you, including your shadows. When two people can relate in this way, they experience freedom in their relationship. And the freedom begins when one person is willing to embrace the shadows in the loving light of the truth of who they are, rather than reacting from ego woundedness. This is a dance which starts within and grows to include others in your liberation dance. And we invite you to embrace the courage within to deepen this dance of acceptance and love, which has the power to transform your whole life and free you to be fully you. In great love, namaste.
Whew. It was just absolutely perfect and beautiful. And I did laugh and giggle at the stepping on the feet of the shadowy partner. And it allows us that space to say, yeah, you might step on some feet. You might look clumsy, but you, if you continue to dance, you can. And I know we have to sneak away to commercial, but I think that's a beautiful place to be with in that dance as we go and come back to access to angels and grace.
I love that.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Noemi, did you take a few deep breaths?
I did.
Oh, they're just so beautiful. I feel like things have just been, well, they always do when we're at the awareness, right? The things are showing up as we need them, but it is that listening and the shining the light on things. A quick question for me personally. It's my question. Ha ha. Go ahead.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, so when we're looking for something, I decide, oh, well, I need to find something in that corner or the get a flashlight and be prepared and go shine it on there and look. but what if we don't know that we need a flashlight, or we don't know that we should even be looking for something? How do we shine light on things? Like, I love the analogy you gave to us. Well, maybe it's just me, that we said we need the sun to even create a shadow. The light, it's the presence of mm-hmm. the light that creates it. So how do we do that when we don't know?
So I think that, all right, so here's my sense of it. It's not like going into the basement to look for something, right? If you've got this right. basement piled up with stuff, or an attic that you've just put stuff in there, attic, no light, you have to bring your flashlight into the attic and go look. It's not like that. It's not for my, I find it to be best to be aware of things when they show up rather than go searching for them. So I don't look for ghosts in the closet. I don't look for those skeletons. I don't, you know, there was a time where I was kind of zealous about healing. I thought, oh, let me leave no stone unturned. But that was a good way to re-traumatize oneself. So life is so fluid, and life is moving movement. You know, it's that dance. And so things show up, and if we can recognize, this the shadow, wanting to protect, wanting to be heard, wanting to be understood, and we can embrace that. So it's really more about awareness of when you're centered, when you're in your heart, when you're speaking from the truth of who you are, from the essence of you, versus being somewhere else. To know how it feels differently, to know that feeling of like, I'm not in my heart now. I'm in some kind of wound right now, and really being able to listen to that part that's shadowy, because we put it in the attic there, but unlike stuff that you might stick in the attic, it does show up. It comes out of the attic. It comes out and it's in the shadows. But
I love in that response there that you said about it coming from our heart. And so when we see the shadow, when we're witnessing, when it shows up, yes, I love that. That's so perfect. Yeah, it will show up. And if when we recognize it, I think that this is what I heard, that we recognize that we can differentiate that it's our hearts aren't seeing it, or maybe our egos, or maybe are that parts of us that are not coming from love. And that's how, is that one of the top ways to recognize it, perhaps?
Yeah, that's great. I love that, differentiate, you know, being able to know the difference between, right? So the more conscious we become, the more that we do heal, and we do practice mindfulness and things like that, and we do have a spiritual practice, the more we are aware, we can at any moment say, where am I? And be more aware of where you are. So you might not be aware that you're drifting into the ego or drifting into the wound. But the more that you are practicing awareness, self-reflection, self-awareness, you catch it. And the essence, the vibration of it feels so different. So, you know, there used to be a time where I could just spew off whatever and not think about it till afterwards. But now, if I start to say something unloving, unkind, I'm feeling so aware, I'm so aware of how I'm feeling so awful in the moment that you just, you know, it's not so uncomfortable. Whereas before, that discomfort wouldn't happen till the end. So it's the more that I'm aware. So I would be in the shadow for a long time. I would be, you know, letting him have it or whatever. So it's that awareness and also combining that with no fear, no rejection, no judgment as best we can, you know, when we move into judgment, stepping out of it, you know. So when it does show up, oh, that shadowy, that guilt that shows up, you know, that's often a big one for me in the shadow. And it's when it shows up, I'm listening to it now. I'm like, okay. I used to be like, oh, why are you here? And like, oh, huh. What do you got to tell me? I'm listening, you know, and just having that more, right? A friend would show up with something. The friend says, we need to talk. You're not going to be, go away. You'll be like, oh, okay, sure. What do you need? What do you need? And so it's that developing that relationship where it's not something that we reject. And we're learning to embrace it more.
Yes. You know what's funny? What came up for me? This is, hopefully people can see the humor in this one. When you said that, if a friend were to come up to you and say, hey, we need to talk, whether it's, you know, in a relationship or friendship or school, it doesn't matter, like any two people. And that other person kind of rolls their eyes like, oh, we got to talk again or this or that. Yeah, I know I've had that happen to me, and I feel rejected immediately, and I shut down. Like, well, I don't want to talk to you at all now, right? Because it's that receptivity. So we talk about listening, and we talk about opening our hearts. I would love to have a channeled message, if we could, about safety, how to feel safe to be receptive to the shadow's message.
How to feel safe. To be receptive?
Yeah, to the shadow's message.
To the shadow's message. I didn't hear that last word. Okay, oh. Receptive to the shadow's message. Got it.
And here's the neat thing, because I do know that when we have not feeling safe like that, that's the shadow right there showing up and saying, no, I do not feel safe to move forward and to have a conversation or talk or say, let this person know what I need or where I'm coming from. So a lot around safety. Being able to be receptive and self-love, because I feel like there's something connected there with the safety and self-love.
Yeah, and we do, I think, experience the shadow as unsafe until we can learn to love it, to receive it, to be open to it. So, sure. So I know that source has heard all of that and has their message that they would like to share. So in case this is your first time, it's going to take a couple seconds to get silent and turn it over, greet the divine and turn it over to them and see what they have to offer. I'm also going to take a swig of water. Just a couple seconds. It feels so good to be back here, I have to say, because we've had a 3-week gap because of the 5 Mondays in May. So it feels really good to be back here. That's what I'm saying. And so just offering that to the divine, that we're so grateful and ready to receive. And we welcome your receptivity. We welcome your readiness. And imagine being receptive and ready to receive the shadow. And those parts that you've rejected, and those parts that have been ignored, and those parts that have been abandoned and betrayed. And you all have had the experience of abandonment. And when that has happened to you, you have felt badly. And so, but yet, it is become human nature, not intended to be, but it has become human nature to reject parts of yourself, to abandon parts of yourself, to abandon experiences. And every experience offers you the opportunity for healing. Even the most painful experiences offer you the opportunity for the greatest healing. And sometimes it is hard to see that in the pain, in the suffering, in the trauma, the loss, all that has happened. And we are here to let you know that You are moving towards wholeness. You are moving towards healing. That is where humanity is headed, even though it may not appear that way. And so in that, recognize those painful experiences are here. They are here as a means to offer you a greater push in that direction of wholeness, of healing, of returning to the truth of who you are, which is so brilliantly beautiful. And yet, many of you do not feel safe within yourself, within accessing the shadow, within accessing parts of you. You do not feel safe within yourself, so how can you feel safe in the world? When you feel safe within yourself, you bring your safety with you everywhere you go, like the turtle brings its shell. That safety comes with you. And so when life has taught you that life is unsafe, when you have, that has been the experience, you bring fear, you bring unsafety, you bring uncertainty, you bring insecurity, you bring anxiety, you bring all of these things into the next experience and the next experience and the next experience. And so when those experiences, which have been relegated to the shadows because they've been too painful, or they've been misunderstood, or they remind you of something that you're not ready to look at, all of those experiences show up. It's not you feel that they are unsafe. You feel to be with them is unsafe. And for you, that unsafety is a real experience. So we are not in any way diminishing that. But yet, the safest safety is within you, in that place where the truth of you live, and in that place where your connection to us, to your divine source, lives. And there is a seed of us inside each one of you. And in that place, in that seed, it is like a bubble of safety that nothing can make you feel unsafe in that place. Doesn't mean that you can't experience traumatic events, but it will not rob you of your own safety. And so to become safe within yourself, to understand that within yourself, going within is safety, because going within is also the expansion of yourself, and it is a connection to us. So when you go within, you're not only going within yourself, you're going within us. You are going within the divine, and in that place is the greatest safety. And so when you can access your own safety in connection with us, your own safety in the truth of who you are in connection with us, then when a shadowy part, and we'll say a part that you have relegated to the shadows, a part that you have put in the shadows, you have placed it there to be out of your awareness as much as possible. When that shows up, and you are in that feeling of safety, when you are in that knowing of safety, when you are in safety, you can sit with it. And if you can sit with it, you will receive great gifts, because the message of the shadow, the gift of the shadow, is there to help catapult you beyond the pain that caused the shadow. Pain has caused many of your shadows. Even when you take your greatest assets and you put them in the shadow, it's because of pain. Pain caused you to feel not good enough for that great attribute, that great quality of you. And so whether it's the pain of not good enough, or the pain of trauma, the pain of loss, all of that has caused you to put it in the shadow. But yet when you can sit with that shadow, oh, there's great healing. And you will see it in a new light, because you will bring your own light, which is within you. Your internal light will shine, and you will see the shadow as something different, and you will be able to embrace it. And so find your safety within yourself. Find your safety within your connection with us, and be willing to sit and listen to those shadow parts when they show up, when an experience shows up, and you're aware that, oh, I'm not in my heart. Oh, I'm not feeling good right now. Can you sit in that time? Sit and listen and embrace the shadow and embrace the gift, because shadows are bearing gifts. They are bearing the gift of your freedom. If you can embrace them, if you can integrate them, if you can love them, if you can accept them, freedom lies there. We love you so much. In this moment, we are complete. Namaste. Ooh.
That was very empowering.
Yes.
Yeah, the safest place is in yourself. And that's, I'm wondering if that needs to become a practice to go inward, to go there.
Yes.
Okay, so I have to piggyback on this because there's so many good things. And once you can and you go, okay, all right, I'm going to go in there in that safety zone, my safety spot. If there's the resistance is because we're afraid that it's a painful thing. I love that, you shared the shadow is there because of pain. And now the shadow's there to protect you because there was pain.
Yes.
Going inside, going in. To the soul, going to ourselves. If I feel like the word practice just keeps coming up to me here, like this needs to be a practice. We need to find our own practice that we feel safe to practice to do this.
Yes, and to expand the safety. You know, so I have a morning practice where I really go within and I connect and I fill myself with divine love and I do some energy work on myself and when I go within there in that connection between the divine and I do that centering and energy work on myself, then I feel so whole. I feel safe. I feel present. And I think that unsafety comes from the past. In the present, if we can be present within ourselves, within the deepest part of ourself, where that kernel of divine, the divine source is there, in that place, if we're present there, there is so much safety.
Yes, I love that. That is a perfect place to go to commercial break. And when we come back, Naomi, I think that that was a big one, the word being present, because fear lives in the past or the future. We have a fear of something in the future or past. And I feel questions coming up around that one. So when we come back to Angels and Grace with Naomi Grace and Lisa Berry.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, I was very present for those. I just love the commercials.
I love that cat commercial and the egg rolls and.
Listen, it's so entertaining. Yes, kudos to whoever who wrote that. I hope they know that we appreciate that. And talk about appreciation, actually. I was going to ask you, Noemi, is to be present. You know, we say that a lot of times, like, I need you to be present, or I need to be present. When you're talking to somebody, we know when our minds are wandering or our attention is elsewhere. But it's a tricky one to know if we are present with ourselves. And that's the question floating, because sure, I might think of one subject and then another, but can we talk about presence? I would love to, we'll do a question with that, but let's chat about it first and then I'll hear it.
Presence is really, I feel like that's the key. You know, if we can learn to live in presence and in the books that I've been writing, the divine defines presence as being present here now in your essence. So it's composed of presence is composed of present plus essence, presence. And I thought, oh, that's really great. So the essence, the truth of who you are, right? Not the ego, not the wound, but the truth deep down where that seed is, deep down inside you, where that truth is and that safety is. And so being here now, so being present with ourselves, I'm having great awareness lately, like since yesterday, of how much I have been sort of distracting myself away from that. You know, it's being, oh, I have a couple minutes. Let me see what's on the phone, and how, what I've realized is that being present with myself and being there. Okay, I have a couple minutes between clients or between now what I have to do, to be here now, not have to do anything, just to be here is so expansive. It's spacious. It's such a different feeling. And it's so alien to what we've been taught and how we've learned to live. So it's interesting that you're touching on that today, because it's been in my awareness for the last 24 hours, big time.
Wow.
Actually, maybe 48, but yeah.
That is actually, it's so interesting. Yes, I'm finding the presence really, really, what I can feel the question already for source. And it is about, there's a lot of judgment about what expectations that we're supposed to do in the world, do, and go here and accomplish that and be successful here and make sure you're there for that person. So I feel like, ooh, this is the juicy question. If we could, have you channel, how do we give ourselves permission to be present and not own any of that guilt? Because, Noemi, I have to share this. When I literally would feel guilty going, oh my gosh, I'm just sitting here. Like, oh my God, I could hear, voices in my head. Don't just sit there, do something, or,
Of course, because we've been taught, and I really identify with being a human doing, and I'm recognizing more and more how the difference between that and human being. And so being is something that we've been taught, and depending on how we've been schooled and raised, whether or not you should be busy all the time, which is pretty much my thing. That's why I got 2 minutes. Let's see what's on the phone. It's 2 minutes. What a gift. That 2 minutes can feel like 10 if we're present, and we're present with ourselves and the moment and the divine. And, we can rejuvenate in that 2 minutes.
Yes. Oh, we certainly can. And there's a piggyback question on this one too. It's how can we give ourselves permission to be present? And I would love for this message response to include, especially when another's shadow, somebody else's shadow, their judgment, their guilt, and they have their own, like they haven't given themselves permission to be present. So you are now feeling that. How can we feel safe, be present, give permission to ourselves as we step into that presence, be with ourselves, even in the midst of somebody else's shadow judging and not approving of it?
Yeah, and being that present, when someone else's shadow shows up. I mean, for me, I get the image of Jesus in the back of the boat sleeping in the storm where the disciples are all freaking out. And they're like, oh, master, master, master. And he's like, what? Be still. And everything gets still because inside him was stillness. So he could manifest stillness outside. And so, yeah,
oh, I love
let's
that.
Let's Ooh. Dive into that. Yeah. Good stuff. Never permission. Never quite expressed it that way, but Divine was saying that, so thank you.
Well, permission to practice patience in front of all shadows. There we go.
Well, permission to be present. It's amazing that yeah. that's, yeah, that's, yes. to be, when it's with our shadow and when someone else's shadow is showing up and maybe yeah. judging or whatever, but what is it, what does that take and what does that look like? So, beautiful. Let's just go for that, and I'm sure there's some goodies in there from the divine. Another swig of water, and I'll be ready and I'm turning it over to them.
Okay.
So grateful for this opportunity to ask again, oh, about presence and permission to be present and shadows and the essence of that question. I know you've received it, so I'm not even going to try to put it together. Yes, we have received the essence of the question and the essence coming from your heart of wanting to be here now. And nothing is harder for most of humans than to be here now because you have been trained away from that. As infants, you were here now. That was the only place to be. You were not reminiscing about the womb and, oh, wasn't it so nice and tight and cozy in there? And you were not fearful of, whoa, someday I'm going to have to go to kindergarten. What will that be like? You were there. You were here now in that here now time. You were in that presence, in that present moment. And that has been, it has been schooled away from you. It has been taught away from you. You have been schooled into a different way of understanding and a different way of living in a future orientation way of doing things and looking forward to things and maybe dreading things, but still future oriented. And then the past happens and, well, which was at one time present. And in that present, pain happens. And when the pain happens in the present and you move to the next moment now and you are no longer in that acute pain. Pain is in the past. And so there you have the future pushing you, being pushed into the future, and the past pulling you back, reminding you of the pain, reminding you of the suffering, reminding you of not being good enough and not having enough and all of the essence of all of that suffering. And so the suffering is dragging you into the past. And you have been programmed to be focused on the future, but the suffering is dragging you into the past. And this dichotomy can rip you apart, the essence of you apart in a way. And it can never fully tear you apart, but you're being torn in these two directions. And in between is the sacredness of the present moment. In between is neither the suffering of the past nor the focus and the anxiety of the future and what may happen in projections into the future. There is a sacred space in this present moment. And so when you recognize that the shadowy parts from the past are showing up, the pain, the messages, the story, the suffering is there, you have a choice. You can stay with that. Or you can choose to move into the present moment. And yes, we understand that sometimes it's easier to do that than others, but we're now giving you instruction on the present moment and the gifts and the blessings of the present moment and that desiring the present moment. And you can always ask for our help. Help me to be present, and we will help you. Ask us to help you to be present. Ask us to help you to move into presence when you are suffering from the shadowy parts from the past and the pain from the past has resurfaced and remade itself present. And then when you are focused on the future and having to attend to this and attend to that and prepare for this and prepare for that and anxiety about this and that and the other. And when you are focused in the way that you've been programmed to focus on the future, recognize that feeling of sometimes moving at lightning speed, moving so fast, pushing through this, going through that, focusing on this, check, 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 getting all the things done. Recognize that that is not in the present moment. Recognize, you give yourself permission by recognizing that you are chasing a future or you're being dragged into a past. Recognize the difference between that and being here now. And it doesn't mean that you have to abandon all of that future orientation, because being here now for a few minutes is a huge gift, and it ripples out into many more minutes. So stop. Take a time out. Give yourself permission. How do you give yourself permission? You choose it because you recognize that in the present moment is freedom. In the present moment is the rest, is the safety, is the security, is the present moment is free of anxiety, free from anxiety, free from worry, free from fear. Here now, in this moment, when you are chasing a future and getting things done and so that the future will arrive and you will have those things done. When you're doing all of that, recognize that and bring yourself more into the present by choosing it and asking for our help if you can't find it. If the present moment feels like it is a galaxy away, then ask for our help. Asking for our help, we are always available to help. There is never anything that's too much, never a time that we cannot help. It is never that we have been allocated and sliced too thinly amongst the billions of you that we cannot help you. We are always here. We are always available. We live in presence. We live in the expansiveness of present moment awareness. We are in timelessness. There is a timelessness to the present moment, to the expansion of the present moment. And we live a timeless awareness. We are everywhere at all times. And so asking us and recognizing the peace of the present moment, the safety of the present moment, the security of the present moment, the love of the present moment. You can be filled with love. You can be bathed in love in the present moment. Oh, so many of the things that you seek are here now in the present moment. Even the abundance that you seek, there is abundance in the present moment. There is no shortness and no lack in this present moment place. And so recognize when you're being torn and pushed and pulled in the directions, and choose to come here now where we live, where the truth of you, the part of you, is always in the present moment. Choose it and you will free yourself, and ask for our help if you can't free yourself. And we will help you to free yourself. In this moment, we are complete. Namaste.
Bathe in the love in the present moment. That felt so good.
Yes, it is good. It didn't completely answer your whole question, but they always bring their answer to what they want us to know. I love it too.
And you know what? I have a quick invitation to everybody. It's going to come as a shocker even to you, Noemi, but I just was so inspired, especially with that word. But I have to just invite all the listeners, you know, because you can find Noemi and I here, because if you find me, you'll find Noemi. But I actually have an account on Instagram called Present Moment Kitty. So if you, all of you out there, would love to be a follower, you'll see Brinks and Lucy and all their present moments, because Aunt Cats are certainly in the present moment. And that's part of my practice, is when I'm with them, I am in the present moment. I am bathed in love. And I would love to have everybody go there, follow me, and then message me and say, hello, I heard you and Noemi on the show. And it was, and we were dancing with shadows. I just say hi. But Present Moment Kitty, yeah. And share with us what you're. You just love this, don't you?
Oh, gosh. You are just too cute. So.
Present Moment Kitty here in the meow. And you'll find Noemi and I there and track us down. But we also...
I'm not there, but you'll find Lisa in the Present Moment Kitty. But I'll be in a different present moment. But since we have time, I will, in case this is your first time, I do have a...
Yes.
free ebook that you can access at noemigrace.com. That's NoemiGrace.com. And you can find out a lot of yummy messages that I've channeled and a lot of good stuff there. So it's always a pleasure, Lisa. It's really, really joyful. And so we will be back on the 28th, towards the end of the month, for more good stuff.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing all of these present moments with us. Thank you, Noemi. We'll
thank
see you guys
Lisa.
In 2 weeks. Bye, everyone.
Bye.